Sideshow is supported by SC Group, proud supporters of Viewhouse, the new music website and app from the nation's leading and most influential public radio music stations. See unique live performances and videos from the newest and most innovative artists curated for you under one roof. Download the free app or visit Viewhouse.com, V-U-H-A-U-S.com. This is Sideshow, a podcast from Studio 360. I'm Sean Ramisferam. Barack Obama is the internet's president. I'll never understand why we're already talking about the next presidential election all day, every day in 2015, but whoever wins it will not be as big a deal online. I promise. Obama's second term is coming to an end, but you can still find a brand new mashup video of him singing some huge hit every few weeks.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it. But I love it. I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Hey!
A big part of the president's popularity online is that he's kind of cool, and he kind of gets it. With the help of his highly capable team, he can be funny on Twitter, he can play to your emotions on Instagram, he's making not totally terrible Spotify playlists, and he even did Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
I have to know, what is it like to be the last black president?
Seriously?
Barack Obama has facilitated a lot of his good fortune online, but he had nothing to do with the biggest Obama meme of them all.
Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama instantly returns about 23 million results on Google. Images, GIFs, tweets, Reddit posts, videos, entire Tumblrs. It was this conservative refrain that turned into a liberal joke that turned into one of the most popular memes on the internet.
The backdrop is a river of problems for the United States. There was obviously the recession and all the things that went along with that. There was all this debt that people were super concerned about in the first couple of years of Obama's presidency.
Nona Willis Aronowitz is the features editor for Talking Points Memo, and she recently wrote about what Thanks Obama says about American politics for the website Matter.
Conservatives almost immediately started blaming everything on him, mm-hmm. and saying thanks Obama in a pretty sincere way. I mean, that phrase itself is sarcastic, but the meaning was sincere, like, you ruined my life, basically.
These types of thanks Obamas were popping up on Twitter and Facebook, and probably in conservative conversation, though I have no way of knowing. But by 2011, there was another type of thanks Obama being used.
The Washington Post pegs it to this one not very funny YouTube video that's supposed to be funny.
Thanks, Obama!
It's basically like mocking those conservatives for blaming Obama for everything. And then it just became, I mean, that's sort of like when Twitter started to become much more mainstream, 2010, 2011, and people started using the hashtag to just mock people who blame him for everything.
There are some amazing Thanks Obama GIFs out there, but the meme really thrives on Twitter. Nona and I decided to play a little game to give you an idea of the tweets that are out there, so I'm going to read a random selection of recent Thanks Obama tweets, and Nona's going to tell me whether they're sincerely anti-Obama or sarcastic and potentially pro-Obama.
And then there's, of course, the ultra-sincere, which is actually thanking Obama.
Which is like a newer thing, right?
Right.
A later development. Okay, so let's see which ones these are. Kanye West is going to be running for president in 2020. Thanks, Obama.
That is definitely either a conservative or just a curmudgeon.
One time I saw Modest Mouse, and they did play Float On. Thanks, Obama.
Definitely late stage.
Okay, late stage, facetious. Thanks, Obama.
Right.
Okay. Unemployment at 5.1%, GDP growth at 3.7%, and gas at $1.89. Republicans should just give up. Thanks, Obama.
Oh, that's definitely a liberal.
And not a joke.
I don't think it's a joke.
Yeah. Class canceled because the president's giving a speech. Literally. Thanks, Obama.
That's a very literal interpretation of thanks, Obama, because it is his fault.
Right. But also maybe sincere, because maybe this person's happy that class is canceled.
Oh, no, you're right.
It could be the late stage sincere thanks, Obama, I appreciate this.
The late, late stage.
Whereas this one, walruses by the thousands forced ashore by melting sea ice, thanks, Obama.
That's certainly a joke. Slash kind of sad.
Yeah, very sad. But could that be a conservative person who's really angry at Obama about that?
No, they don't care about the environment.
Oh,
Political memes come and go. Biden brought back malarkey, Romney had those binders full of women, but somehow Thanks Obama has been going strong for 7 years. Nona thinks she knows why.
Two main things. One is that Obama's our first social media president.
Right.
And the internet has a great way of distilling all kinds of thoughts and feels into, you know, one hashtag or one meme.
Yeah.
And to be frank, it's a little bit of racism that has fueled this idea that Obama is somehow not a legitimate president.
Right.
And I mean, that's happened before, too. I mean, that has a historical precedent, too, but not to the extent that it's happened with him, where if you Google Obama illegitimate president or Obama Kenya or something
right.
like that, you can find all kinds of conspiracy theories. And if you have this illegitimate president, you're going to want to discredit him at every turn, dismiss him, but also demonize him at the same time. And Thanks Obama does that really well if you're using it in the sincere way.
When does it become something that sort of Obama supporters or progressives or liberals or whatever take back and claim as their own?
I would actually say that Obama's second term is when liberals felt emboldened and they felt more free to make fun of conservatives, because it's like, and he got elected again, and what? Suck it, you know? but I can't be sure.
Okay. And yes, yeah, so at some point, the third option, the nuclear option, somehow comes to be. People start using Thanks Obama 100% sincerely.
Yeah. So my friend Yale, or my internet friend Yale, I should say, I noticed that she would have a Thanks Obama hashtag when she went and picked up her birth control, because it was free every month, or it was copay free every month because of Obamacare. And for some reason, Obamacare in particular has really taken up the mantle of a super sincere Thanks Obama, just because it was vilified for so long. And now people finally have Obamacare. And, you know, it reached its climax a few months ago when Obama himself was on this BuzzFeed video saying, "Thanks, Obama."
Tell me more about that.
So this particular scene, he's sitting at his desk. He has some milk and cookies. He takes a rather large coaster-sized cookie, I'd say, tries to put it in this tall glass of milk, and it's too big for the milk. And then he just clicks his teeth and says,
"Thanks, Obama."
And you would think that would be kind of like the logical conclusion for it to stop.
And then the meme just explodes.
And then, yeah, instead of it, you know, being like, okay, here's the end of this chapter.
Yeah.
It's continued to have life.
Yeah. Can you track like the Google engram on Thanks Obama and like did it spike after the BuzzFeed video?
Oh, that's a really good idea. I probably should have done that.
I'm sure that introduced it to some people who had no idea what the hell it was, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because how many times has that video been viewed?
55 million times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you find out how that was put together, how BuzzFeed got Obama to say Thanks Obama?
My impression is that the Obama administration constantly is reaching a little bit outside of its comfort zone to get other kinds of supporters. I mean, they did the same thing when he did the Marc Maron podcast, which was truly amazing. Like it sort of humanized him in a way that it never had before. But I think doing the BuzzFeed video, I mean, it wasn't even a campaign trick because he, you know, he's in his last year or two of presidency. I just think he sort of wanted to re-engage with those voters and probably thought it would be a cute idea.
You know, I'm trying to get him for this podcast, right?
Oh, wow. Well, after he hears this, of course he's going to want to come
on. I mean, on this episode itself, I want to get him to talk about Thanks Obama, of course. So, yeah. If you could ask him anything about Thanks Obama, what would it be?
If it ever hurts his feelings, I'm sure it does.
Yeah. I will ask President Barack Obama about Thanks Obama and his feelings after a quick message about our sponsor.
Sideshow costs money. Sideshow costs money. Yes, it does. It costs money. This is Sideshow. It costs money.
Sideshow is supported by SC Group, proud supporters of View House, a new nonprofit music app and website created by the country's leading public radio music stations. They know you want to find out about new artists and learn more about established artists, and the View House app makes it all possible. See featured performances from KEXP in Seattle, WFUV in New York, and The Bridge in Kansas City. Download the free View House mobile app or visit viewhouse.com, V-U-H-A-U-S.com.
She was Hannah Montana when Bush was president. Thanks, Obama.
Hello, Mr. President, and thank you so much for making time for Sideshow.
It's my pleasure.
So the reason I got in touch, I mentioned in my email, is that I'm doing this podcast about the Thanks Obama meme. When did you first catch wind that this expression even existed?
It all started, I guess it was a warm July night. I was out to dinner with Michelle and the girls, and a waitress dropped a tray, and she shouted, "Thanks, Obama."
Oh, gosh.
And I remember thinking, I've got nothing to do with this. What you talking about? That was when my daughter told me that everybody was thanking me for every misfortune and that you could think of, from paper cuts down to burning their toast to global issues. About 2 years ago, I'd say.
I think the thing that everyone wants to know is, did that, like, hurt your feelings that you were just being blamed for everything? Things that were totally out of your control?
No, it did not. As the president, yeah, you've got to have thick skin. So, for me, my response was always, you're welcome. you know, there were times where there were folks that were blaming me for things, and I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz and go about my merry day. So you can thank me for all you want, America. Whatever you say, don't bother me. Keep thanking me, and I'll just keep saying you're welcome.
Do you think we'll still be thanking you once you're out of office now that your presidency is coming to an end, be it sarcastically or critically or sincerely?
Well, I sure hope so. You've got a lot to thank me for.
Do you have any regrets from presidency? Anything you wish you'd done differently?
Running. But other than that, no.
I just have one last thing to say, and it's thanks, Obama.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't.
I thought you were going to say you're welcome.
Oh, yes, that's right. You're welcome.
Thanks for listening to Sideshow. Thanks to Andrew Brienza for doing what I think is the world's best Barack Obama impression. Thanks to Emil Klein for recording Andrew out in New Jersey. Thanks to Jenny Lawton for the edits, and thanks to Kathy Merritt for everything else. Sideshow's theme music is by Zamuto. Listen to Zamuto.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
Just Obama. All day, baby. That's just how we do it.